It's now time for John Rothman in for Drex on KJOA 10.
I am John Rothman, and there is no place I would rather be than right here with you on KGO. By the way, I'll be in tomorrow night as well. We're doing this day by day, but I'm just delighted to be able to sit here. Good night, Nikki. Always a pleasure. And she blew me a kiss, which was just lovely. All right, see you tomorrow. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a fast 3 hours. We have a lot to talk about. And, of course, we're going to open up with politics. We'll do this for at least an hour. And I want to begin with the latest election results. The story out of District 1 in Wisconsin, where at this moment, Paul Ryan, the projected winner, with 83.6% of the vote, his opponent, 16.4% of the vote. I say this because, while there was never any question in my mind that Paul Ryan would win, Donald Trump was reluctant to endorse him and, you know, finally was pressured into doing it. But now we come, of course, to the major story of the day. And I want to play for you what Donald Trump said, because there are people who, well, haven't heard it yet. So here was Donald Trump today, and, well, prepare yourselves.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day.
Now, I want everybody to pause for a moment and understand the firestorm, and then we're going to talk about it. Did Donald Trump raise the possibility that gun rights supporters might take matters into their own hands if Hillary Clinton is elected president? That perhaps he was opening the door for someone to attack Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm asking the question because I really want to understand your perspective. Now, many in the media have said, of course, it was a terrible thing. And indeed, Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine, condemned Donald Trump and said, nobody who is seeking a leadership position, especially the presidency, the leadership of the country, should do anything to countenance violence. And that's what he's saying. From the Trump side came the clear implication that Donald Trump was not calling for anything more than Second Amendment people to stand together and make sure Hillary Clinton does not become president of the United States. What did Donald Trump really mean? We can talk about it. 8080810. If you're a Trump supporter, what's your reaction? If you are a Trump critic, what's your reaction? But I'm going to offer you this observation. Donald Trump opened his mouth and put his foot squarely into it. That's what happened. And the interesting thing sitting behind this microphone when I have the pleasure of being here at KGO is there is not a day that passes when Donald Trump doesn't open his mouth and insert his foot. And that is not good for Donald Trump, and it's not good for his campaign. So if you're a Trump supporter, how do we get over that? If you're a Trump opponent, well, you should, frankly, be very grateful that Donald Trump is proving to be such a disastrous candidate for president of the United States. I want to indicate to you the problem that he has, compounded by the latest poll results. In Iowa, Clinton is ahead of Trump by 4 points among registered voters, 41% to 37%. The others are undecided. And by the way, before the convention, Clinton was up 3 points, so there's a little bit of shift. Ohio. Let me say a word about Ohio. No Republican has ever been elected president of the United States without carrying Ohio. In Ohio, at this moment, Clinton holds a 5-point advantage over Trump, 43% to 38%. Important to note, the two were tied before the conventions at 39-39, which means people are breaking Clinton's way. And here's the corker in my mind. It's Pennsylvania. The reason why I say that is because Donald Trump himself knows that he cannot win the presidency without carrying Pennsylvania. Clinton has expanded her lead over Trump to 11 points, 48% to 37%. By the way, her lead was 9 points before the conventions, 45-36. This does not augur well. Now, last night I mentioned the question of third party. So I want to throw the third party candidates in so you understand the polling data. So if you include Gary Johnson, who, by the way, will appear on Ron Owens' program tomorrow morning, and Jill Stein, who is the Green Party candidate, it's very interesting. You throw them in, Clinton and Trump are tied at 35% in Iowa, with Johnson at 12% and Stein at 6%. But in Ohio, Clinton gets the support of 39% of registered voters, Trump gets 35%, Johnson gets 12%, Stein gets 4%. And let me indicate Pennsylvania, which is really interesting. Clinton at 45%, Trump at 36%, Johnson at 9%, Stein at 3%. And the numbers, by the way, are nearly identical to what they were before the conventions last month. Why am I indicating this? Because I want you to understand that, as Chip Franklin observed just a few moments ago, the path to electoral victory by Donald Trump is virtually nil. And when you compound that with a mistake, a throwaway line that Donald Trump delivered that implied in the minds of some that you might go out and shoot Hillary Clinton, you've got a problem. And this goes back to Susan Collins. And yesterday we talked about Susan Collins and her statement. And this is what she said in her op-ed in the Washington Post. "My conclusion about Mr. Trump's unsuitability for office is based on his disregard for the precept of treating others with respect, an idea that should transcend politics." And she talked about how he mocked people. But she also talks about the fact that he's loose with his language, with his words. So if you're a Trump supporter, I want you to answer a simple question for me. Is Donald Trump his own worst enemy? I'll never forget the comment made in 1964 here in San Francisco after Barry Goldwater delivered his famous acceptance speech, "Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. Moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue." And one Republican leader turned to another and said, "Oh my God, Barry is going to run as Barry." And the problem with Donald Trump is he appears to be running as Donald Trump. 8080810. I really want to know what you think about this. I really want to understand it. Is it right when he says if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks? Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know. Is that an incitement to violence? And is it something that we should be concerned about? And if you are a Donald Trump supporter, how do you react to it? 8080810 is the number right here on KGO. I do want you to know that one Republican operative, Matt Latimer, suggests that Donald Trump should resign from the ticket and let Mike Pence run as the Republican nominee for president. Mike Pence is a more authentic Republican. What do you think of that? And one other thing I want to throw in on this, just so you know this, Hillary Clinton has announced she will participate in the three debates as scheduled by the Presidential Commission. Donald Trump says he has to see the conditions. Would you hold it against Donald Trump if he did not participate in the three head-to-head confrontations with Hillary Clinton? I was asked by Nikki Maduro, has there ever been a candidate for president who has refused to participate in a debate? The only one I can think of, really, was Jimmy Carter, who would not debate John Anderson. He would debate Ronald Reagan, but not John Anderson. All right, I've got a full board here. We got to take a quick traffic break. 8080810 is the number. I am John Rothman. Delighted tonight to be in for Drex right here on KGO.